The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
An overview of the history of the Valley of Cincinnati. The Valley of Cincinnati was founded in 1853. It is the birthplace of Scottish Rite Freemasonry in Ohio. The Supreme Council of the Ancient Accepted Scottish Rite granted dispensation for the formation of the Valley of Cincinnati on January 20, 1853, the original date of charter for Gibulum Lodge of Perfection, the first Scottish Rite body of the state, was March 24, 1853. Dalco Council, Princes of Jerusalem, was also chartered on that date. Cincinnati Chapter of Rose Croix and Ohio Consistory were chartered on May 4, 1854. As you might imagine, the Valley's charter members and its first candidate were men of great social and fraternal prominence. Charles Brown was raised at Eastern Star No. 55 and was a member of Cynthia No. 155. In 1861, at the start of the Civil War, Brown sold his interest in his mercantile and manufacturing business. He focused only on recruiting soldiers and doing military work in Cincinnati. Brown was 28 years old as a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati. He died at age 70. Enoch T. Carson was raised at Marion No. 120 and was a member of Cynthia No. 155. He was appointed Chief Deputy Sheriff of Hamilton County in 1848. In 1861, Carson was appointed Collector of the Port of Cincinnati by President Abraham Lincoln. Carson was a Masonic scholar whose dedication to Masonry earned him positions of leadership and influence throughout the fraternity. He was 30 years old as a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati. Carson died at age 77. John A. Kahn was raised at Cynthia No. 155. He was a Mason for just 1 year when he became a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati at age 35. Kahn served the Valley as its secretary from 1853 to 1857, and again in 1859. He died at age 72. George R. Kramer was raised at Cynthia No. 155. He was a Mason for just 9 months when he became a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati at age 29. Kramer served in many offices in the Rite's four bodies. He died at age 72. Although history has forgotten the lodge at which Absalom Dieth was raised, he was an integral part of Masonry at Ohio. Dieth was a member of Cynthia No. 155 and was a mover in the formation of Cincinnati No. 133, where he served as the lodge's first worshipful master. He presided at Cincinnati No. 133 for 6 terms. Dieth was 48 years old as a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati. He died at age 52. John H. Gerard was raised at Milford No. 54 and was a member of Miami No. 46. He was elected magistrate of Newtown in 1829 and served as justice of the peace in Anderson Township. Gerard was elected to the state senate in 1836 and served for 2 years. He was then elected sheriff of Hamilton County and served 2 terms. His company, Gerard Day Publishing, published the Cincinnati Inquirer, where he served as manager and editor until 1849. Gerard was 50 years old as a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati. He died at age 74. George Hoadley was raised at Cincinnati No. 133. He was the first thrice-potent master of Gibulum Lodge of Perfection, the first deputy grand master of Dalco Council, Princes of Jerusalem, the first most wise master of Cincinnati Chapter of Rose Croix, and Ohio Consistory's first master of ceremonies. Hoadley was also a charter member of Kilwinning No. 356 and Walnut Hills No. 483. He served as governor of Ohio from 1884 to 1886. Hoadley was 26 years old as a charter member of the Valley of Cincinnati. He died at age 75. General John McMacken, while not a charter member, was the Valley of Cincinnati's first candidate. He was worshipful master of Marion No. 120 when he petitioned for membership to Gibulum Lodge of Perfection. His petition was received just after Gibulum Lodge of Perfection was formally instituted by the Sovereign Grand Commander, and he was the first to receive a degree of secret master in the Valley of Cincinnati. McMacken was recommended for membership by Absalom Deeth and George Hoadley. The sum of $30 cash, more than $800 in today's money, was included with his petition. He was elected for membership unanimously. The Valley of Cincinnati has occupied many homes. The first was Alemannia Hall at 6th and Main Streets, and was occupied by the Scottish Rite from 1853 to 1866. A committee to find a better place was formed just after 3 years at that location. It's no wonder that the Valley of Cincinnati relocated to the Masonic Temple on 3rd and Walnut Streets. After all, the July 1868 Masonic Review described the Masonic apartments at Alemannia Hall as dingy and utterly unfit for the purpose. The cornerstone of the 3rd Masonic Temple was laid on July 22, 1858, by the Most Worshipful Brother Horace M. Stokes. The 3rd Temple was widely considered to be one of the most beautiful structures of its kind in the U.S. The final cost for the building of the 3rd Temple was reported on January 1, 1862, as being $185,000. Minutes of Gibulum Lodge of Perfection recount dramatically how a fire destroyed the Scottish Rite apartments in the 3rd Temple. A blaze erupted in the basement of the building occupied by J.R. Mills & Company, a printing and bookbinding business, and quickly spread throughout the upper stories, making its way to the costume and props room of the Scottish Rite and the Scottish Rite Cathedral. December 24, 1884 was a dark day for Freemasonry in Cincinnati. Still, the Valley of Cincinnati rebounded. The Valley's next reunion was held just 2 months after the fire at Robinson's Opera House on the northeast corner of 9th and Plum Streets. The minutes of Gibulum Lodge of Perfection note that the work of conferring the various degrees was done under very embarrassing circumstances in an entirely strange building with new and untried properties, no time for rehearsals, and in the presence of perhaps the largest assemblage ever congregated. The Valley of Cincinnati established a new cathedral by purchasing the old Seventh Presbyterian Church on Broadway for $35,000, with improvements expected to cost an additional $40,000. The money used for improvements would erect a three-story building in the rear for banquet halls and add a balcony to the cathedral and more. Minutes from Gibulum Lodge of Perfection reflect the following. There is a splendid crypt under the entire church, walled with the most substantial masonry and stonework, the advantage of which in connection every member can readily understand. The space would be excavated and become the secret vault. The inauguration of the new cathedral took place in 1886 at the 34th annual reunion. The Valley's next home, which we now know as the Cincinnati Masonic Center, was erected in the 1920s as the Cincinnati Masonic Temple. Its cornerstone was dedicated on October 20, 1926. The Scottish Rite apartments within were dedicated on January 26, 1928. The annual reunion that year, named the Dedication Reunion, represented what National Masonic publications described in the following way. The exaltation of our brethren of ancient days upon beholding the glories of the Solomonic Temple could hardly have exceeded that of the Scottish Rite Masons of the Valley of Cincinnati upon entering their new home, that palatial edifice on Broadway. All of its features elicited admiration from more than 2,000 Scottish Rite brethren throughout the 4 days of the dedication reunion. All records of attendance were shattered. More than 24 property purchases and transfers were necessary to acquire the land on which the Masonic Temple would be built. Of the several members of the Cincinnati Masonic Temple Company, the Scottish Rite contributed more than $680,000 to the project. The Scottish Rite purchased the cathedral from the Temple Company in 1973 for $1 million. The Scottish Rite then obtained an option to buy the Taft Theater from the Temple Company in 1975. Completing the transaction on April 21, 1986. Ownership of the entire Masonic Temple complex was transferred to the Valley of Cincinnati in 1991. In 1999, the Board of Trustees renamed the building the Cincinnati Masonic Center. The Valley of Cincinnati is one of the only in existence to present the 14th degree ring to candidates when they are chosen as Grand Elect Masons. This, along with a 14th degree ring service that may be performed at a Scottish Rite Mason's funeral or memorial, is among the Valley of Cincinnati's most important traditions. A decision at the June 4, 1914 meeting of Gibulum Lodge of Perfection ensured that all candidates would be able to enjoy this powerful ceremony and ultimately be entitled to the funeral service associated with it. The standardization of the 14th degree ring was such a serious undertaking that the Ohio Council of Deliberation, the governing body of Scottish Rite Masonry in Ohio, passed a resolution about the ring at its 21st session held in Columbus, Ohio, on April 15th through the 16th, 1909, whereby the thrice potent masters of the Lodges of Perfection and the jurisdiction were instructed to enforce the rule of the Supreme Council in relation to the style of the ring. The official style of the ring was formalized by the Supreme Council at its annual session held in Boston, Massachusetts on September 16, 1903. A plain, flat band of gold, 5/16 of an inch in width, having engraved or enameled on the outside thereof an equilateral triangle, and within the same the first letter of the ineffable name in Hebrew, and engraved within the ring the motto of the degree, "Whom virtue unites, death cannot separate," in such language as may be selected. Leadership is another important tradition in the Valley of Cincinnati. The pillars of our fraternity have spent decades at a time ensuring its success. E.T. Carson spent 47 years as a presiding officer, 9 as Sovereign Prince of Dalco Council, Princes of Jerusalem, and 38 as Commander-in-Chief of the Ohio Consistory. Max J. Mack served 36 consecutive years as Thrice Potent Master of Gibulum Lodge of Perfection. To date, more than 30 past Grand Masters of the Grand Lodge of Ohio have been members of the Valley of Cincinnati. More than a dozen served as presiding officers. In addition, the Valley of Cincinnati has produced 1 Sovereign Grand Commander of the Supreme Council, 2 Grand Lieutenant Commanders of the Supreme Council, and 4 Deputies of Ohio. 4 members of the Valley of Cincinnati have been awarded the Gorgas Medal, the highest honor conferred by the Supreme Council of the Northern Masonic Jurisdiction. The Valley of Cincinnati has enjoyed a long history in this great city. This is but a brief overview of it, something to get you started. Were it possible to share every wonderful detail in this recording, we would. Instead, we invite you to visit us and explore all of the opportunities Scottish Rite Masonry in the Valley of Cincinnati has to offer. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for listening.